Any job site, DS Services Crane Rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
Hi, this is Sue at Moore Motor Sales in Caro. And you may have heard we have one of the largest selections of trucks in the Thumb. So whether you're a Hemi fan or a Ford truck man or a woman, let us help you find the right truck for you. Are you leasing your vehicle right now? There's Ford pull-aheads for leases maturing now through December 31st. And Chrysler has conquest bonus cash on most models. So stop in today. Let us help you find the right vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. Ford Motor Sales right on M81 in Caro.
That's why your friends and neighbors keep driving to Caro.
In our lives, there are a lot of unknowns. How much the electrical bill will be, what the weather will be like this weekend, or am I going to be healthy? That's why it's good to be sure, and that's spelled S-C-H-E-U-R-E-R. Take control of your life and maintain a lifestyle that is fun, enjoyable, and most of all, healthy. You can be sure in life by being sure. All you have to do is make an appointment with one of our family practice physicians in Pigeon, Elkton, Sebring, or Caseville. Whether you meet with Dr. Paul Scadden in Sebring, Dr. Scott Ryder in Caseville, Drs. Lori Hanselman, Teresa Ginther, and Blake Putman in Pigeon, or Drs. Ross Ramsey and Michael Paulson at Elkton Family Medicine, you can be sure that you are receiving the best care possible. Better health, better life is our mantra at Sure, and let's make it yours too. Make things in your life certain, or I should say, Sure. Visit sure.org for more information so that if someone asks you, are you sure, you can join the thousands of others and say, I am sure. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure? Listening to the WLW Sports Network at the half as the Deckerville Eagles having their way in the first 24 minutes of play as they lead the Lawrence Tigers, a team they have never beat in their first two tries. They lead them now 38-0 at halftime. Dave Hansen, why don't you tell us how we got here?
Well, it didn't take long, and quarterback Kineth hits Ibarra on a 14-yard touchdown pass. The two-point run was good, 8-0 in the first quarter. Shortly after that, Ostrowski takes a pick six. Three plays later, 30 yards back to the house, and a no good two-point conversion run puts Deckerville up quickly after one quarter, 14-0. In the second quarter, Cole Rumzik and a one-yard rumble two-point conversion pass was good, 22-0. Cole Rumzik again in the second quarter from 8 yards this time. The two-point conversion pass was good, and just like that, the Deckerville Eagles up 30-0, but it doesn't stop there as Cruz Ibarra on the very first play goes 55 yards, and even a 10-yard holding penalty, Clark, we couldn't still stop the Deckerville Eagles from converting a two-point conversion play from 12 yards out on a throw and catch, 38-0, as Deckerville allows Lawrence to drive down the field right before the half, but they ran out of time as they got inside the 10-yard line, and the half would be over at 38-0. Deckerville blowing away the Lawrence Tigers.
When you take a look at offensive production, Deckerville has 220 yards total offense. Lawrence has 82, and 82 of those 82 yards, 55 came in that last drive. Deckerville rushed the ball for 26 times for 206 yards. They passed the ball 1-for-2 passing for 14 total yards, and only three penalties of 20 yards total on offense for Deckerville. Leading the way, if you had any doubt in your mind, for those keeping score at home, Cruz Ibarra, leading rusher for Deckerville with 16 carries, 160 yards. And he found the end zone a couple, one time at the very end there. And a 55-yard run.
Yeah, he caught, and he caught the touchdown pass.
Averaging 10 yards per carry on the nose.
Well, Cruz Ibarra, as you said, 16 carries, 160 yards in a touchdown run. That's a great fantasy day for anybody's full game. Let alone he's only played one half, Clark.
Cole Rumsick, 9 carries, 44 yards, and 2 scores. And Brendan Henley, 1 carry for 2 yards. Isaac Kineth, 1 for 2 in passing for 14 yards and 1 touchdown, which was complete to Cruz Ibarra, who had his receiving touchdown as well. And then the penalties, 2 false starts and 1 holding. The holding came actually on a two-point conversion. For Lawrence, 18 rushing plays for 33 yards, 10 passing plays, completing 5 of them for 49 yards. Total offense, 28 plays, 82 yards. Leading the rushing for Lawrence, that would be what used to be the quarterback, Connor McDaniel, 9 carries for 20 yards. Louis Reyna, the actual running back, 2 carries for 15 yards. Dylan Matheny, 1 carry for 3 yards. Garrett Weston, the new quarterback, 5 carries for 1 yard. He was tackled in the backfield twice so far in this first half. And Chris Schumann brought down in the backfield for negative 6 yards on 1 carry. And Louis Reyna, 2 carries for 15 yards. Passing the ball, Connor McDaniel started the night 0 for 3 in 1 interception. That's what brought in Garrett Weston. 5 for 7 passing, no interceptions so far for 49 yards. His long of the night, 35 yards, which was right at the end of this first half, to Connor McDaniel, who's brought in 2 of the passes for a total of 43 yards and 2 completions. Louis Reyna, 2 for 3 in receiving for a total of 9 yards. And then Landon Copeman, 1 for 3 for negative 3 yards. Offensive penalties for Lawrence, 4 of them, 2 false starts, 2 illegal shifts. On the defensive side, where Deckerville has excelled all last season and has continued to do so tonight. 17 tackles for Deckerville, 3 tackles for a loss, 1 interception, and 1 sack, 1 recovered fumble. Not too bad of defensive stats for Deckerville. Leading the way, Cole Rumsick with 5 tackles. And then Curtis Vogel with 3, Travis Trigger and Zachary Ostrowski with 2 each, as well as Cole Hewitt. And then Cruz Ibarra, Keaton Bowerman, and Brendan Hanley, each with 1 tackle. Tackles for a loss, 1 was unknown, unfortunately. Cole Rumsick with the other 2 tackles for a loss, and Cole Rumsick also has a sack on the night. Ostrowski has a interception, which resulted in a pick 6 for 30-yard score. And Ostrowski also has a recovered fumble, which set up the first score of the night, as he jumped on it nearly at midfield. Penalties, just 3 illegal procedures for Deckerville, and those all came off of kickoffs, which negated any form of return for Lawrence. Lawrence on defensive side, they've had their hands full as they've had to do plenty of tackling tonight. 24 tackles, no tackles for a loss, no sacks, no tip passes, no interceptions, no forced fumbles, or no recovered fumbles. But in their positive, no defensive penalties.
Well, that's absolutely true. But outside of the 24 tackles, Clark, not much positive to talk about on the Lawrence Tiger defense. You want to see some plays in the backfield, some kind of loss, some kind of deflected pass. But Deckerville been very, very good on both sides of the football today.
Leading the tackling for Lawrence, that'd be Connor McDaniel with 7 tackles, Louis Reyna with 6. And then we have Chris Schumann at 3, as well as Caleb Edson with 3. Emilia Zapata with 2, and then Dylan Matheny, Garrett Weston, and Ethan Payment, each with 1 tackle apiece. Dave Hansen, your thoughts on this first half?
Well, I'm going to put it this way, Clark. It's been a Deckerville Eagle domination on all 3 phases of the game. They have dominated on offense. They have been absolutely great on defense. And the special teams has been just as good, Clark, forcing 2 extra possessions for Deckerville today as the great punt from Wyatt Janowak goes over the head of the special teamer. He tried to make a play on it. He tried to catch it. It went off his hands and turned into a turnover that led to a Deckerville possession. And the recovery of the onside kick. It was a great kick again. And this time by their actual kicker, Curtis Vogel, who put a nice punt kick towards the sideline. It stayed in bounds and allowed Cruz Ibarra to come up and make a play on it. But an absolute domination. The 200 yards of offense, as you said. And if Lawrence didn't have that 35-yard completion, Clark, they only have about 60 yards of offense on the day. And it just completely dominating, smothering defense from Deckerville. They've just been so good tonight.
Now, Dave, if I were to tell you, you had no clue what the score was and you had no clue what happened in this game, except you looked at the time of possession in the first half. Deckerville had 13 minutes and 29 seconds. Lawrence, 10 minutes, 31 seconds, what would you say the score would be?
I would say I'd still feel good about my pick. I would say, you know, that it would maybe be a two-score lead for Deckerville, and we have a decent, well-fought game. But I know that's not actually the truth. But Lawrence has had the football. They just haven't done anything with it, haven't been able to finish any drives. And then, obviously, you throw a